This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
If you want them Cavs to toughen up, Joe Vardon was on with the afternoon guys, the afternoon drive boys. And I feels like Donovan, he's saying, if you want them Cavs to toughen up, boy, it's on you.
When I listen to him after game five, knowing him as I do, he is too smart to be like saying that in earnest. So what was he doing? He and I haven't had this discussion. So yes, this is a little bit of conjecture on my part. But knowing him as I do and laying out what I've just laid out, I believe that he was opening the door and or encouraging the criticism to come forth in the specific areas for how this team got beat. He knows he didn't shoot it well. He knows there was one bad turnover at the end of game two, but he knows he played his tail off. He knows he played hurt. He knows he averaged 32 point whatever points per game. He knows that. He's not even expecting the criticism to come at him. He knows which players and like collectively what happened. He doesn't want to sit up on the dais and say that. You know, saying what he said certainly opened the door for some of the individual, like sort of point by point, well, this is what went wrong and this is what you guys need to fix so this doesn't happen next year.
That's Joe Vardon yesterday. Hear that, 92.3thefan.com, 92.3 The Fan on Odyssey, on the free Odyssey app. Hearing him say that, boy, that I think it's a hell of a point by Joe that, you know, guys will talk through the media all the time. And Donovan, maybe he's done everything he can to say something to some of these guys about the toughening up. What's the definition of that? I think we've gone over that over the last 3 days. But when you hear Donovan, that maybe he meant that, maybe he did. You remember he goes, you guys are going to write this bleep. You guys are going to go after us. And, you know, rightfully so, you know, that type of thing. Maybe he's saying, hey, be mean. Be mean to him. Be nasty. Because you can't be mean to Donovan. Can't be mean to him. If I were to start, you almost trapped me the other day on Wednesday morning about Donovan. I go, no. Physically, I just don't think he can do what a lot of those players who are all-time greats, the elite of the elite, not just Hall of Famers. Donovan's a future Hall of Famer. But the elite of the elites, I don't know if he can physically do that. He's only 6'3". He's not that big. But if he's not a leader, I don't know what is with this team. So I'm not going to sit there and say that he needs to go or anything like that. But I think he's telling us maybe we need to be mean-spirited towards the Cavs and get their act together.
Well, I think he's sending a message, whether it's to his team or whether to Kobe, that they're really good. They are very talented. They have a chance to continue to get, you know, even better. But we have to figure out why everybody after the game is talking about toughness and mental issues. Because they know they at least in their heart, they think they're talented enough. And they certainly had enough talent to beat Indiana. I mean, I would argue, even banged up, they had enough talent to beat Indiana. Like, I don't think they were so injured that they couldn't get past the Pacers. Maybe, you know, if you would grant me, like, okay, if they were playing a healthy Boston team, yeah, then Darius with the toe issue, Evan seemed to recover by the end of the series with the ankle. And honestly, even DeAndre Hunter seemed to recover by the end of the series with the thumb. They had enough talent to beat this team. Like, yeah. I'm not going to use that as an excuse on why they lost.
I still say they're the better team. I know that sounds like a loser's lament.
Better teams doesn't always win.
I get that. Yeah. Tough guy fan out there says that that's a loser's lament, and guys, I totally understand. But damn it, that's why we're so disappointed in this, is that I know that you're the better team.
It's not only that they lost, by the way, it's that they lost in five, and they lost every conceivable way. They had a blowout loss. They had a game in which they were up 20 and blew in the final 45 seconds. Like, they had a different way to lose every single game. They had, you know, bad shooting games throughout every single game. It's why it's going to be tough going forward to just assume anything that happens in a regular season is going to pop up again in the playoffs. Like, this was the best shooting team in the NBA this season and one of the historically great shooting teams. And they had a whole series where you couldn't shoot it from three. So, you would think that would normalize over the course of a series. It never did.
I want to play some Donovan here. This is Donovan from the other night after they lost. Here's Donovan Mitchell. And Mitch found this for us because maybe this is where he's going. Joe Vardon is going with this on how Donovan sounds in the media here.
I told you during the year we're going to be judged off this. There's going to be a lot of talk. That's what comes with it. We didn't capitalize. So now we got to use this as motivation. Everybody's going to write us off. Everybody in here. I mean, it's not personal. So what are we going to do about it next year?
I told you about this. Is he also saying I told them about this? They knew about this. This is still not where we've paid the fiddler. We are still not where we need to be as a group, because I think that he ain't stupid. He knows that. I mean, we're talking about Drew Holiday and stuff like that, which we will get into coming up in a little bit again. But that's a three-team trade that needs to happen. I mean, there's a lot of things that are just prohibitive. The names that people want to bring up, you just simply can't do it. And I think he knows what this team is, and I think he's sitting there going, damn it, I know we're better than this team we just lost. We just got embarrassed by. So what the hell is going on here?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Single trade machine image that people send to me, none of them can even really work. Like, the trade machine hasn't even kept up with the actual CBA. Rules of the CBA.
Yes.
So none of these, you can't aggregate salaries, you can't do two-for-ones, you can't take more money back. Like, there's all these different provisions. You don't have your exceptions. So it just keeps going on. Like, it's really hard to make a deal that works. And this is a tough spot. It's a really tough spot because Darius, for instance, is so valuable to them in the regular season. Jared Allen has been so valuable to them in the regular season. And then in the playoffs, like, the two of those guys continuously shrink for whatever reason. Like, I'm trying to be as fair as I can, because Darius had to wear special shoes to even get through the series, tripping over himself. But then you have to ask a larger question. Will he ever make it to the finish line? Is he a guy that is equipped to do that? He's one of the smallest guards in the NBA, starting guards. So will he ever be able to make it to the finish line? The way that they allow hand-checking, grabbing, clutching, physical contact. You can foul guys in a way in the playoffs. You can't do it in the regular season.
You have to think first about holding on to the players that you are. Not holding on to them, but you have to make do with the players that you have, which is still a talented 64-win group. Say what you want to about the regular season. I think what you're saying is true. I don't know about replacement just yet. I think you got to think about these guys before you replace them. I simply want to know, do you think that Donovan wants us to be mean to the Cavs? To the rest of the Cavs? I'm not going to be mean to Donovan. I really don't want to be mean towards any of them. They're nice guys, but damn it, nice is, Well, you're not finishing last, but you're not moving on to the Eastern Conference Finals.
I don't know. Maybe this is where we disagree. I think his statement was directly to the organization, and that was more than anything to the fans. What do the fans have to do with it?
Well, I think he's saying that he, in so many ways, I think he's speaking to them. It's not a plea to the fans.
Just because the fans can't help the team get better.
It's not a plea to the fans to cuss out the team, but I think he's saying that, like, you guys got to get it going. And the only way, if it's coming to holding people accountable, do we need to try to hold them accountable? To be as New York about it as we can, where they will turn on the Knicks on a dime. I'm asking, do you think that he thinks that we need to do that?
No,
that we
need to be
meaner or stronger towards this Cavaliers team? Because right now, I mean, it's been very kumbaya over the last couple of years. Do we need to maybe hold them to a higher standard?
I think we do. I mean, I think the anger that I'm seeing right now with the fan base seems to be like you guys kind of prance around all regular season. You guys, you know, you have that look of a team that thinks they are going to win the championship, that should win the championship. You dominate all these other teams. You clown on these other teams. And then you played a team that Vegas thought you were way better than. Each and every game, Vegas had you as the favorites. And in many of these games, double-digit favorites. And then you came up short and came up small again, which almost happened against Orlando last year. Certainly happened 2 years ago against the Knicks. And I think that's where the fan sentiment is. Like, why should we get invested in this team as a true contender when you guys aren't really true contenders?
But I keep going back, and I think that's true, and I keep going back to what Brad Doherty had told us at the onset of this series about he said it was going to go seven, and I think, man, the more I listen to that interview, I went back and listened to that interview, it sounded like he was trying to be nice and he didn't want to take the Cavs to lose. I think he was concerned about the physicality of the Indiana Pacers, the length of the Indiana Pacers, and what this Cavs team was going to do about it. I mean, this is a guy who knows the game, who watches the game. He's watched the Cavs all year long. He's been on the broadcast. And I think that he paid attention, because it was easy to pay attention to Indiana during the Heat series, because the Heat weren't trying. And I think he might have saw something going, hey, man, some of this is going to bleed into the regular from the regular season to the postseason, because you watch those games against Indiana. I mean, hell, you lost 10 games at home this year. Indiana won 5 of them. They didn't lose at Rocket Arena this year. The Indiana Pacers didn't. And how do they do it? Elbows. How do they do it? They got their shots off, yes. They threw the ball to the block. They defended you. They gave you problems. The ball pressure, my God, that's old high school stuff, it seems, and you couldn't get out of it. And I think Brad Doherty was trying to tell us, like, hey, man, you guys better. And it was a Friday, and you and I didn't want to, like, have, like, a downer before
a
series started.
Surprised.
So you and I were like, oh, yeah, Brad's still taking us to win. I think Brad's kind of telling us, like, hey, guys, you better hold your horses. Like, this could be a dangerous situation. And it ended up being a dangerous situation. He knows. And if Brad Doherty knows, I think Donovan's got to know, doesn't he? Doesn't he? So I'll ask you guys. I've had some people on hold here. I'm going to get to you guys. 216-474-0092. Does Donovan want us to be stronger-willed towards the Cavs, to hold the Cavs to a higher standard, to hold the Cavs more accountable, that it's not just fun and games anymore and cavalanches and fake snow coming out of the ceiling, which, boy, that sucks because that's a lot of fun. Do you think Donovan wants it that way? And do you think Donovan was sending a message to the organization as well?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.